Welcome back to the Midday Show. It's my great pleasure to welcome documentary filmmaker Jonathan Berman. How are you, Jonathan? How's it going?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you
Oh,
so much for
good.
asking. Yeah.
We're going to get this right out of the way that your film, Commune, which you made 20 years ago and which has been restored to a gorgeous new print, up-resed and everything. It looks fantastic. It was going to be a special screening, kind of a like a sneak peek pr screening. Right.
Well,
We'll get into it in a minute, but
sure.
it's
Yeah.
on Wednesday, the 21st of May at 7 o'clock. That's coming right up. And you will be there for the Q&A, and it's at the Star Theater, part of Upstate Films in Rhinebeck. I'll just give you a little bit of a synopsis here, ripped off right from Upstate Films language here. Begun in the summer of 1968 near Mount Shasta in California, Black Bear Ranch was a utopian free love experiment that attracted hippies and political idealists seeking, quote, to get away from America, unquote. They pressured movie stars and rock musicians to donate to their cause. A dozen people were expected to live there, but 40 showed up. Then it quickly swelled to 100. The commune's scorn for the bourgeois decadence of couples resulted in bed swapping before they paired off and had babies. This affectionate, keen-eyed documentary, now celebrating its 20th anniversary, intertwines present-day interviews with vintage home movies, reinforcing the sense that the old commune and the new one are one and the same. And I'll just mention that you're a seasoned documentary filmmaker. How many feature documentaries have you made? Like, it looks like quite a number.
Four or five. I'm not really good with numbers, so.
That's all right. You don't have to be. How did you come across this story? What compelled you to want to make a documentary back 20, well, I'm going to guess actually probably closer to 25 years ago?
My friend said, "Oh, you should talk to Christian Ettinger. He's into documentary films." And so I talked to Christian about this film I was doing about barbecue in the Carolinas, where does a film about communes always start? But Christian's very straightforward. He's like, "No, I'm not interested in that." I'm like, "Well, what are you interested in, right? Being about the other person." Still working on that. And he was like, "I'm into stuff that's way off the grid." So I'm like, "Great." So I went in the early version of the web and I started looking up off the grid and found this book these guys all wrote together. And what really struck us about the book was that they were like, "Listen, if you come up here, this isn't a spa. If you bring your dog, we might eat it." And then
What was the point of that? Like, just to kind of scare off
the
the kind of
tourism. Yep.
the intimidated, they wanted people that were going to be kind of come with a lot of confidence and a real commitment.
Yeah, that they're serious. But the other paradoxical side, which paradox is all over the place in this world and in the 60s, was that we are being speciesist. Why are we chaining up animals? Why not let They sh you shouldn't like subjugate animals. So there's different people wrote like little three or four page chapters of this book about black bear, and I was like, "This is the place. If we want to go off the grid, Christian, this is the place." And we did. And we sat there. We went up and met them for one of their reunions, and we were in the middle. They have this circle thing, and they did circled around us all the current and former people from Black Bear, 100 strong, and they're like, "You're the media. What are you here doing?"
Did you feel like you had to prove yourself then?
Somewhat, yeah, it was do or die, you know?
Yeah.
Not literally, but yeah.
Sure. Like you're gonna either impress them and make them feel like you wanted to tell their story.
Yeah, and to be fair, the media
And to
really,
be fair.
as we know from left and right and in between, the media really can mess things up. Did it wrong, you know?
Yeah, sure. Do we mistakenly exchange or use the terms commune and cult interchangeably too often? Does that apply to this particular group and the Black Bear
The
group?
Black Bear Ranch would
Commune or ranch,
be,
excuse me.
yeah, Black Bear Ranch commune wasn't a cult, thank God. A lot of that depends on the leaders, because think about it, right? Often you're in those experimental times in your lives. A lot of the people were in their early 20s or even younger. And look at the dark side of all this, something like Manson, right? They were like 16-year-old girls following this guy. And if the leader has a bad vibe and bad intentions, you're and bad imprinting, as they used to say in the 60s, you're in big trouble. Luckily, Richard Marley, who was kind of the leader, was had a very loose grip on it. It was very anarchistic, Like people would come to Black Bear Ranch and they'd be like, this is a place for us. And they'd stay a couple of weeks. And then the people who had been there would be like, look, we met and we decided that you're really not a right fit for here. And then the people would be like, well, that's nice. I'm staying anyway. So super anarchistic.
So it really wasn't like the leader was more of a facilitator because, right, a real leader, and that's what any good cult really needs is a strong leader, somebody who people feel like they can follow. Whereas this one was people just followed their own concept.
Follow your bliss.
Yeah. So you were at the reunions and you had archive or of some of the actual period of time that these people were there.
We
This is,
do.
I'm at a disadvantage when I have not seen a film.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to fix that very soon.
Me too.
Upstate Films on the 21st, Wednesday
Thank
night,
you.
7
Right.
o'clock. We're also, I didn't mention this, but we're going to have a bunch of different people from various co-housing and communal groups there that night.
Like who? Like which ones?
Canteens Co-Housing and Andai. I don't know if you're Andai Ferron is like a community leader in the area. Our friend Martha Williams, who facilitates a lot of group events. So people are into getting together. You know, it's like, plus ça change, right? The more things change, it feels really like an important time to look at everything right now, how we live. Now, me personally, I can be very social, but I wouldn't live on a commune as far as I know. If I can be frank with you, listen, you guys who are coming to the screening, you can talk to me about that later. But
No one's judging here.
thank you.
It has to be the right fit for you, you know. If the communes seem to be still out there and thriving to some degree anyway.
Well, it evolved because it had all that baggage of the 60s and marijuana and all that. It evolved into something called intentional housing, intentional community. And now there's co-housing, which is more towards like, listen, I grew up in suburban Long Island. It was very much of a shtetl, like a community. Everyone knew each other. We'd all hang out together. So there was an element of that kind of tribal vision there as well. So there is a lot of beauty in it. I mean, one of the biggest problems in the world today is loneliness. Just because we can order off all of our food and do everything from our freaking computer doesn't mean we should. So I like being around people. So and
Well, I hope you're with a lot of people on Wednesday, the 21st. Smooth segue. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm urging everybody to go. This film, again, it's called Commune, is having a sort of a 20th anniversary reboot, if you will. And sounds like it's a gorgeous print.
yeah, we're starting, because I'm living in the area. It's like a bit of a homecoming. I don't know, because I went to Bard MFA.
Oh,
It's,
yeah.
yeah, yeah, I loved it and great people. That was kind of like that was more like a cult than a commune. A great cult, though. Okay, so loved Bard MFA. It taught me a lot, and but I've been coming up to Woodstock in the area since I was a kid. So now I live in the area in Hudson Valley, and so there's a homecoming element to the whole event. I forgot. What was your question?
Oh, I think it was about the new print
Oh,
and
yeah. Oh, right.
you have some distribution now in place for with First Run Features, correct?
Yeah, the
So
film's distributed by First Run Features. They're a great organization. They were involved with distributing Berkeley in the 60s. They've been around forever. And we're going to be announcing a nationwide tour of the film. So we get like
That's
kind of
amazing.
a local sneak test run, an after party, which will be announced at the
Oh,
screening. Yeah. So,
great. So visit upstatefilms.org and get your tickets and meet Jonathan and Martha and everybody else who's going to be there for the conversation afterwards. So usually that is the bonus part where you really get your money's worth. It's the conversations because the film is often just a great catalyst for a great conversation afterwards. And no doubt people will have some great stories that show up. I have a sense that's probably the case. And let's do this again. I have a podcast. I'd love to have you on that.
oh, that'd be great.
Thanks so much for coming on the Midday Show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I'm thinking of, Adam, is like when I showed it last time, everyone seemed to be baby boomers. And I'm really imploring and hoping that younger people come out, because this is your world now, baby. So take some lessons from the past and have a good time in the same time. Anyone who's ever thought about going to Burning Man, anyone who's listened to a Phish song, come on down.
There you go. Thank you so much. 98.1 KZE.